The midterms are now just 13 days away, and President Trump is holding a rally in Wisconsin tonight.
And I guess you'd call what we're seeing today an October surprise of sorts. The news about numerous suspicious packages sent today, including one sent to former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, and to CNN in New York. Two federal law enforcement officials tell NPR the packages are similar in nature. Let's bring in our political strategist. Today we've got Bill Press, Democrat and host of the radio program The Bill Press Show. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good to see you, Jeremy, and Robin.
Yes, you too. And Alice Stewart is with us as well, Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy and Robin. Great to be here.
So we are less than 2 weeks from the midterms. And considering that, Bill, let me start with you. What do these suspicious packages mean, if anything?
Well, I would hope they'd have nothing to do with the midterms at all. I mean, this is very scary, very dangerous, and regretful all the way around. And they all happened in the New York area. It's the ones you mentioned, former President Clinton, former President Obama, CNN, there at Time Warner, and George Soros also out on Long Island, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, certainly an act of terror. But I think since maybe it tells us two things. One, there are some really crazy, wacky people out there, dangerous people. And two, I think that we can have our political differences, but we all have to be careful about our political rhetoric. And I think when you identify a member of the opposite party as evil or as the mob or accuse somebody of paying for terrorists to come through Mexico to the United States, you know, words have consequences.
Well, Alice, I need to give you an opportunity there because you're, of course, Bill, referring to President Trump.
And I didn't name him.
No, you didn't.
No, yes.
But, you know,
you're right.
Alice, do you think the rhetoric has been ratcheted up, especially the talk about the caravan, which is, you know, very far away from the U.S. border and happens quite frequently? These are groups of people organized by, you know, left-leaning churches who are trying to help people get refugee status. Very few of them ever make it across the border. Your thoughts on that, on the language we've been hearing?
Robin, we can all agree that the rhetoric began to be heightened well before the caravan, and it has got to stop. And this started in the presidential campaign, the name calling and the disparaging comments on both sides. But it has to stop.
And do you really think it's equivalent?
What is equivalent?
You say both sides. Do you think, I mean, the president is using words like mob. You know, do you think there's an equivalency?
There needs to be a more civil tone in the way we talk. People on the left are angry and frustrated and speaking out, and people on the right are angry and frustrated, and they are speaking out. And look, I at the end of the day, everyone needs to take stock in how we disagree, how we express our feelings. And I have said all along this needs to be toned down because someone could get hurt here. Mm-hmm. And this is a time for us to take a step back and call for civility. I think Vice President Pence was right to certainly condemn the attacks, the devices sent to the Obamas and Clintons and CNN, and now there are potentially others. But these are cowardly acts, and they're despicable, mm-hmm. and they should not be tolerated. Mm-hmm. And that goes for those on the right and the left. But certainly this is just uncalled for. And especially, and this is more than just a political statement, I believe. This is a threat on the freedom of the press and trying to silence the courageous men and women who work in the press. I think they're trying to send a bigger statement that they need to be silenced.
Well, let me ask you a question, Alice, about something that we heard this week from President Trump. He has been basically promising a new middle class tax cut that he says is going to be put in next week before the election. Congress is not in session. That's not going to happen. We actually reached out to the White House to ask them to provide us somebody who could tell us more details about this new middle class tax cut, and they were not able to give us somebody to do that. What is the strategy there to make that kind of a promise when we all know that's not going to happen?
Yeah, Jeremy, as soon as I heard about the 10% tax reduction, I knew there was 100% chance that was not going to happen before the midterms. And look, this was something the president has done repeatedly. He will say something that appeals to his base and that they want to hear. And while this is a good idea, a portion of this is to extend the existing tax cuts, and another aspect of this proposal is to put a more greater emphasis on the middle class. That needs to happen. I talked to congressmen since this came about, and, and they support the idea, but for it to infer this could happen before the midterm is more than a stretch. But he was certainly saying that to rally up his base and let them know this is something that he wants to work on at some point.
What do you think about that, Bill?
Well, you know, the Washington Post said this week that the campaign of 2018 on Donald Trump from Donald Trump's part is based on fear and falsehoods. I think this is the classic falsehood. This is not going to happen. Congress is not in session. You can't put a tax cut through resolution. It's sort of like, I'm from Washington, trust me. There's no way that he can say Congress is going to come back and automatically pass this tax reform. I think it's just a cheap political gimmick that everybody sees through, sadly.
Well, Bill, I want to bring you in on something else, because we mentioned briefly the caravan, and some are wondering why we're not hearing from more Democrats explaining what it is. And, you know, nobody wants to see thousands of people come across a border, you know, undocumented. And we just haven't heard much from them. And what we're hearing here in Florida, we are not hearing these kinds of ads up in the New England area. But here's one that is playing constantly, on CNN, on, different cable stations. It's part of an ad from the Republican Future 45 PAC. Let's listen.
The far left moving to socialism, undefended open borders, immediate tax increases, 100% government-run health care. The booming economy stopped. Nancy Pelosi back in power.
Bill, people are running against the Democratic Party. I mean, they end up in these ads saying, do not vote for the Democratic Party. It will bring all of these things, stand with Donald Trump in many cases. They're just the whole party.
No, absolutely. Well, I think in response to your question, Robert, I believe, first of all, I've been a little disappointed, too, that I have not heard Democrats stand up and say, this is bunk. I mean, these are people who are seeking a better life, and very few of them are going to make it through the border if they make it to the border. And we haven't heard that. I think I'm not speaking for Democratic leaders, but I think the reasoning is that Donald Trump is clearly trying to make this the issue in the campaign. He has said the campaign is all about the caravan and Kavanaugh and common sense. And I think they see that as a trap. They don't want to walk into it because he is trying to make them look like they are for open borders. And they're trying to keep the focus on the economy and on health care, particularly, and on what Mitch McConnell talked about last week, that if you leave the Republicans in power, they'll go after Medicaid and Medicare and Social Security. I think that's where Democrats they'd rather focus on that, and they don't want to be dragged into the caravan fight.
I think that ad, if I can, that ad with those key points, Democrats are for tax hikes, open borders, socialized medicine. That is a common issue or common message that is driven against many Democrats, specifically in the Senate races. And there's not a lot of pushback because that is – there's a lot of truth to that in terms of where the Democrats stand. But let me just say this one quick thing on the caravan that this administration.
Alice, you and I could disagree on that.
Right. That's why I'm.
Well, there are candidates, for instance. There are candidates who want to raise taxes to pay for education, for instance. I mean, we've been hearing that today. But go ahead, Alice.
Yeah, just on the caravan, the administration has mentioned this, and I think it's a valid point. Democrats' policies of catch and release and the loopholes with regard to those policies are an incentive for people to come into this country. Granted, a lot of people in the caravan are seeking asylum. They are fleeing danger in their home country. But many of them come to this country because they know once they step one toe in America, the chances of them being sent back home, right, if their request is not granted, it's minimal. And that is in large part due to the Democrat catch and release policies. Once they're here, they're here.
If I may just step up with the fact is Donald Trump has been talking tough about the border. If you look at by the administration's own numbers, more people have been coming to the border despite Donald Trump's tough talk than were a year ago. And I want to put the caravan in perspective. Calm down, everybody. This is the second caravan this year. The one in April, 1,500 people made it to the American border. 250 applied for asylum, of whom three people were given asylum. This is not an assault on our country.
The rest of them stayed here in America.
It's worth pointing out that if they were to walk the whole time and not sleep, it would still take them more than a month to get to the U.S.
Exactly.
Border.
They're not going to be here by the midterms.
We have just a few seconds left, and I want to ask each of you for literally 5 seconds.
Ooh.
Prediction, really? Bill Press, for the midterms at this point, a couple weeks out.
I would say the House is going to take back the Democrats are going to take back the House. They will take back maybe 10, 15 governorships out of 36.
Yep.
And I believe Republicans will hold the Senate barely.
You filibustered, but Alice, go ahead.
Republicans will pick up some seats in the Senate. I think it will be close. There is a chance Democrats will win in the House.
Okay. Alice Stewart, Republican strategist, and Bill Press, Democratic strategist, host of the program, The Bill Press Show. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.